Congressman Sam Graves joins us today, and a number of topics we want to touch on. And first of all, flooding has been first and foremost in a lot of folks' minds over the past month or so. And I know, Congressman, a large part of your district is impacted and continues to be impacted, doesn't it?
Yes, and it sounds like it's going to continue from some time. We're just now starting to get that snow melt. They're still releasing 55,000 cubic feet at Gavin's Point. So that creates problems. It really does. And now we're going through the process after the disaster declaration. We're obviously going through the process of trying to get a disaster package put together, and which is stalled in the Senate. We're working on it in the House now, but it's hopefully we're going to be able to come to a compromise.
Yeah, what are you hoping to include in that package for folks?
Well, the biggest thing, you know, that's going to affect us is obviously getting the dollars in there to fix the levee breaches so that we can close those up and be able to get dollars in there to help people when it comes to stored grain that was devastated as a result of the flash flooding. So those are the two things, at least for our area. And then obviously we have some floods, you know, some wildfire stuff to deal with. We have a little bit of hurricane stuff and then the Puerto Rican dollars as well.
I know that, again, this has impacted a large portion of your area, and you've talked to the Army Corps of Engineers too. What are they telling you, especially as we look down the road now?
So, and I just had a meeting with them just literally 30 minutes ago, and we're talking obviously about trying to get some interim or some emergency repairs done right away. We have the dollars to do the emergency repairs, but obviously those dollars then for the long-term stuff is in the working on in this disaster package. So they're going to start trying to do some emergency repairs to at least close the inlet breaches. And then we're looking at some realignment maybe of the levees as well. We've got some choke points up and down the Missouri River levee system, and they're trying to identify those choke points and if it is feasible to try to realign some of those levees. So we talked just a little bit about that. You know, a lot of stuff is preliminary. And a lot of stuff that we're working on, but you know they're concerned about the snow melt. There is a lot of snow melt that's coming, and they're trying to account for the capacity that they're going to need. It's going to be a little bit tougher, obviously, this year than other years. So we discussed all of those things.
All right, how has the Corps been for you to work with? Have they been pretty cooperative?
They're listening. They are. They're hamstringed in many cases by the endangered species lawsuits and obviously the master manual, which continues to be a problem. They've been responsive to me in terms of listening, but when it comes to actually, you know, implementing or making changes on some of their priorities, that's obviously been a little bit different story. We continue to fight over this and continue to go through this process, and it's getting very old, and it's affecting people's lives and livelihoods. And something needs to happen. You know, the Corps can't just continue to ignore, the impact that it's having on people's lives up and down the river.
Let's talk, and this kind of ties right into that, with the infrastructure proposal the president has been talking about for several years now. This could help in that area, couldn't it?
It could. We're going to be doing some in the infrastructure bill. I think we'll be doing some inland waterway stuff activity. All three rivers, the Ohio, Mississippi, and the Missouri. And so we're actually talking about that and kind of going through it. The House version will be a little bit broader than the Senate version will, and it will probably include a lot of those things.
All right, where is the infrastructure proposal right now in the process?
Well, right now, there's actually a couple of different sides to this. So the committee, our committee, my committee, we are actually working on proposals right now to try to get out of committee. Then you've got leadership that is working. Obviously, Pelosi's working on her own version of that after, you know, she had a meeting with the president. The problem is they've come up with this grand figure, I think, is way too out of reach or out of touch with everything, $2 trillion, and they have absolutely no funding proposal for that, at least at this point. So we're kind of anxious to hear what that is. In the meantime, we're going to continue to work on it in the House, and we hope to have something out of committee by the end of this month, possibly bleed over into July, or I mean into June. And I don't think if we don't have anything done by The August break, I don't think anything will happen because the progressives in the House of Representatives, they don't want the president to have any win whatsoever, and they would include an infrastructure bill as a win to him.
All right, you're the ranking, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you're the ranking Republican on that committee, so how big a role are you playing in this?
Well, my biggest role right now is working between, so we have a Democrat majority in the House, but I am the liaison. I go back and forth between the White House and the Democrat committee members, and then obviously the Senate, Republicans who are in charge in the Senate, and Democrat committee members in the House. So pretty big role, obviously very involved and right in the middle of it, and being the ranking member too. You know, this will be a bipartisan effort. It'll be Republican ideas, Democrat ideas that are both in that bill.
All right. Is it realistic, do you think, to get something done on that?
I think it's realistic to get it out of committee. You know, our committee has had a very bipartisan history, and that's something that is not going to change. Getting it across the floor is something completely different because of, you know, some of these new members, these very progressive members in the House of Representatives that, again, would rather, you know, burn down the House than compromise and have the president get any sort of a win. So that creates a problem when it comes to getting it across the floor, and you have to get 218 votes to be able to do that.
All right, final thoughts. Let's talk about the budget. Is it realistic to get a budget done?
Oh, I hope so. That's obviously one of the basic things that Congress is supposed to do. You know, we were always getting the budget passed out of the House, and so you know now it's incumbent upon the House Democrats who are in charge to get that budget done, and you know, hopefully it'll be in place. So the budget basically, you know, provides that framework, and then we fill in those budget numbers with the appropriations bills that come along after that. So the budget's a very important thing. That's what we use to obviously scale back or increase funding in various areas, and where we try to drill in and to every one of the budgets for the federal government and you know, try to scrutinize them. So that's a very important aspect to what Congress does, and hopefully you know, hopefully the House under, you know, Pelosi's leadership is going to get that done.
Is there an area or two of the budget that you're particularly focused on?
Yeah, obviously transportation, which is my main focus. Defense, you know, which is that's the most important thing we are charged with in the Constitution, is protecting our country and protecting our national interests and the people of the United States. So those are probably the two biggest things when it comes to the budget that I'm watching very closely.
All right, and one final thought. How frustrating is it when something leaves the House? You've got no idea what's going to happen in the Senate at this point.
Well, that's part of the process. You know, that's the way our system has always been, and you need both houses to agree before you can move something to the president's desk. It's always frustrating, but it's something that, you know, you just work at and continue to work and push and help it along, and, you know, and hopefully we come to a compromise.
All right. Have you had a chance to talk to Senator Hawley at all as he's wrapping up his first year in office?
I have just a little bit. You know, I think he's pretty well settled in, and he's he hit the ground running, and things are going well. And I know I see him at events, and I see him in the halls, and he's always rushing just like I am. So we get to say a few, you know, hellos here and there. But he's hit the ground running.
Congressman Sam Graves has joined us today in Quicksand this morning.